Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Well, it is wild and woolly outside today. We are on the very outskirts of a cyclone coming on in, and you might be able to hear the wind in the background. Very crazy out there, and just going to get worse. So, and actually, it's a beautiful metaphor for what I want to chat to you guys about today, but I couldn't do it on the beach because I would have been totally blown away. And there is no beach really at the moment because we've also got king tides. It's high tide. You know, the waves are smashing up against the dunes. Just not a pretty place to be today. So I'm in the studio and I had a really fucking terrible night's sleep last night. My dog has been in the vets all week and he's just come home. And so I was so glad to have him home, but I was also a little stressed, you know, because anyway, he needed to go out for a few wees through the night. So I didn't sleep very well. And then my mind was just on loop. I don't know if you guys ever experienced that, but when you wake up in the middle of the night, thankfully it doesn't happen to me that much anymore. But sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night if there's a lot kind of going on for me and my brain will just loop on an idea and it will just keep going around and around and around. And, you know, I have conversations with myself in this loop. It's like, please, let's just like, we don't need to think about this anymore. Let's just come back to it tomorrow. It'll still be here. It'll still be relevant. Let's just like sleep now. So I'm having this like dialogue with myself. Anyway, it was exhausting. I am exhausted. And I want to talk to you today about this idea that I speak about all the time. We are nature. And we are human, right? And I want to bring this piece of mental health into this conversation. So this week, I've just seen the stigma of mental illness, which I actually hadn't recognized. I kind of thought we were past it, but I've seen it come up a few times this week, and I just wanted to have a little conversation about it. So essentially, you know, I've been very open about my journey with depression and anxiety over the past decade, and I never really thought that anyone would be looking at me thinking I was some kind of crackpot or, you know, there was something wrong with me. I thought we were beyond that as society, but there are a few things that happened this week that showed me that while I see the world that way, I see people as human and I see people who have mental health issues as human and just going through what is a natural kind of process. But I got a glimpse into the fact that that's not how everyone sees the world and it's not how everyone sees mental illness. And I actually don't know that people fully understand depression. You know, I think that they think that they're going to know if they were depressed and they've got this idea in their head of what it is and it's bigger than what they're experiencing right now, you know. So I know when I was first diagnosed with depression, it was kind of like, huh, me? Depression? No, I don't think so. But then there was also this part of me that was like, maybe. I can't really remember the last time I felt really alive and good, so maybe. And I don't know, I just assumed that everyone understood depression, and that it's not this like, it doesn't necessarily look a specific way. And though there are similarities in people's journeys through depression and living with depression, I feel like there's also different ways that it can show up for people, right? So for some people, it may look like they literally can't get off the couch and they just can't connect with anyone, and they are body is just totally exhausted. There's that kind of depression. And then there's the depression that I had, and I could function. I just didn't feel like me, you know. I felt disconnected from me. I felt like I was in a bit of a hole. This is the way I describe my own version of it looking back. It wasn't how it felt when I was in it necessarily, but it is how I see it looking back on the experience. When we're in it, I think it's just our experience, right? And we don't really know anything other than what we're experiencing. So looking back, it definitely feels like I was in this hole and I was right down at the bottom of the hole and the world was kind of going on around me up above. Nobody really even knew that I was in there, but occasionally someone would look down and be like, hey, and throw a rope down, but the rope was never really long enough to reach me, you know. And then eventually one day it just kind of, the hole shifted onto its side and it became like a tunnel and there was a light and I could kind of slowly walk my way out into the light. And that is a retrospective version of depression. But in it, I don't even know what I was feeling. You know, I guess I was maybe more frustrated. No, that's not really true. I don't actually remember how I felt, because I don't think I was really feeling much. And I just, you know, the classic signs of depression are often overlooked because of this retrospective version that we have, right? So I talk about feeling like I'm in this big, deep, dark hole and there's people walking around. That's retrospective. That's not how it felt in it. In it, it just felt like I was a bit lost, you know, and I definitely was more angry at myself. I remember punching my reflection in the mirror once and then just crying. I was definitely more sensitive to, you know, I was overthinking things a lot more than I normally would have. Before depression, I was kind of this carefree, give zero fucks person, and depression made me very insular. I was just living in my own little bubble. And again, this is retrospective. I don't think I would have seen myself as that at the time, but I can definitely see it after all the therapy and the shit that I've done. In it, I probably would say that I felt a bit lost. I felt very sensitive to other people. I felt very lonely and isolated. But that's pretty much it, right? It wasn't until I started diving into it and moving through it that I could retrospectively say, oh, yeah, I was really in a fucked place. And I think this is maybe why people deny the existence of depression within themselves, because they see it from the retrospective version that the people around them who have experienced mental health challenges from that version, rather than the, you know, I've just lost my appetite, I'm not eating much, I'm not sleeping very well right now, I'm pretty tired and I'm a bit more emotional than usual, I'm crying a lot more, you know, but that's because I'm just going through a lot of stuff. And yeah, you know what? It likely is. And that brings me back to this idea of depression and nature. So right now I'm in a weather depression, right? There's a cyclone coming. And in weather, it's quite a normal thing to have these depressions. But in us, we expect life to be different because we've been sold this idea of eternal happiness and there being something wrong with feeling shit, feeling anger, feeling rage, we're told that those aren't really appropriate and we should be feeling gratitude and happiness and love and bliss and all this shit, right? But one doesn't exist without the other. We don't have sunshiny days without shitty ones. We don't have day without night. We don't have, you know, light without dark, et cetera, et cetera. Cliche, cliche, cliche. But it's true. And sometimes in life, we are weathering a storm. Life kind of throws us a bit of a curveball, and all of a sudden, we're not where we thought we would be. We're not where we think we should be. We're feeling hurt, disappointed with life, and isolated or lonely and disconnected and all those kind of things. And bam, a depression. There's that word, I've said it a million times before, dark night of the soul, an emotional winter. We all have them and we all experience it. It doesn't matter what label we put on it, whether we put on it depression or not. It is what it is. We are weathering a storm. We are weathering a depression. It doesn't have to be a stigma thing. And in fact, for me, it's always been a beautiful thing, a gift to say, yo, Carls, just go take cover for a bit, ride out the storm. This thing isn't going to last forever. I feel like sometimes we get into those spaces where life feels really hard and overwhelming and shit and we're stressed and we feel like that's what's going to continue on forever, but it never does, because the next day we wake up and it's sunny again. Maybe not the next day, maybe the next week, maybe not the next week, but the next month. You know, so I did actually also want to mention about what's going on inside our brain. You know, what's going on inside our brain when we are experiencing a depression? Pretty much we're in shutdown and survival mode. So of course we're feeling overwhelmed. We've got so much going on, particularly if you're experiencing like a situational depression, which has always been the case for me. It's always been brought on about by something, by an event or a series of events where it just feels like life is mounting this shitstorm on me and I have no control, right? I've just got to kind of like, but I think I do. And so I'm trying to control all the things and then I'm getting increasingly frustrated and angry and feeling helpless and all of those depressing thoughts because I'm trying to control all these outcomes where sometimes we just need to sit down, bunker down and weather it out, you know? And our brain, when we're getting so overwhelmed, is getting to this place where it's not the greatest decision maker. It is, you are really exhausted. You are not wanting to eat or wanting to eat all the things or whatever else, whatever else is going on for you. It's actually something that's happening within your brain due to the amount of stimulus and shit that's going on around you. It's not something inherently wrong with you and your design as a human. It's not something that necessarily requires fixing. You're not broken. You're just experiencing a depression. And to deny ourselves the language around that implies that there is something wrong with the people around us who have experienced diagnosed depression and anxiety. It's like, yeah, no, I don't have depression. I just am overwhelmed right now. And maybe you don't. Maybe you are just overwhelmed right now. But if you're showing the classic signs, tired, lethargy, feeling uninspired by life, you know, not hungry, more emotional than usual, feeling more sensitive, like if you're feeling a culmination of these things, chances are you're experiencing a depression, but you're just not using the language around it. You know, it's not this big, ugly thing that then requires you to fix through medication or whatever. It can be. And sometimes, you know, medication is a great thing to help us weather those storms. Therapy is a great thing to help us weather those storms, because we need to have safe spaces when we're processing all this shit. We need to be able to come back to us and be guided in that process through a therapist, you know, that's a fucking gift. And if we can give our brain, shift up the chemistry to help us process what we're going through, amazing. Or we can do what I generally do and bunker down and use therapy and all the other tools I've got in my toolbox, which sometimes I forget when I'm in the depths of it. But, you know, I guess what I'm saying is we're all fucking human. And when we look at someone else as being fucked up because of what's going on within their brain, due to a shitstorm that's happening in their life. And a shitstorm doesn't have to look like grief, you know, like losing a child, losing a partner. It doesn't have to look like it can be an internal shitstorm, you know. Big part of my shitstorm was just being so disconnected from myself, living this life of who I thought I should be rather than who I really was. And it's been a decade of peeling that shit back, and I've still got a fuckload of layers there to move on through. So, yeah, look, I'm just processing this shit myself, right? And I'm human and I'm living this human experience. And what I want is for people to have acceptance of that, of the human experience. I want people to have acceptance of where they're at. Because when we have that self-acceptance, we also have more compassion and empathy towards others. And then we're not looking at them as fucked up people because they've been diagnosed with some kind of mental health condition. We're seeing them as human, a human who's had a really fucking rough trot and is coping the best way they can and may need tools or medication or whatever to help them move through it. But we can all come back from this stuff, you know? Like, weather is a temporary thing in life. Emotional weather, you know, emotional shitstorms, they are temporary. And it's up to us how we deal with them. I could have gone walking on the beach today and just dealt with it. But instead I've chosen to just stay at home and chill, do some work, speak to you guys. But I'm not expecting the weather to change. I'm not expecting the weather to change. I'm not trying to control the weather. I'm just accepting it for what it is right now. And I feel like as humans, we could be really, I don't know, in a better place if we just had acceptance of what was happening and changed what we could, right? Because I'm not walking down the beach in this shitstorm. I'm here. I've made that choice. I can't control the weather, but I can control how it affects me, how it impacts me. So I'll chill here where I'm safe and high and dry. So takeaways, I mean, you guys, it's either resonated with you or it's triggered the fuck out of you, or you just couldn't give a fuck either way. But I hope there's been something in this for you. And I guess the takeaway is just to have a look how the weather is in your life, you know, have a look at what's happening for you emotionally right now and where you are. And if you are in a shitstorm, know that while you can't change necessarily what's going on around you, you can change the way you show up in that. And it might change things and it might not. And just know that if you're in a shit place, tomorrow might be a better day. You know, the storm clouds might have passed and could be a really good day. Or not. But either way, you're alive and you're experiencing being a human, and that is a wonderful gift. So until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.